Auckland Council's pressed go on its plan to cut transport emissions by 64% in 8 years' time. Its proposal aims to get people walking, biking or using public transport if their trip is less than 6Ks. Earlier in the week, we heard from cyclists who were all for it, and now we've spoken to motorists about what it will take to get them out of their cars. Reporter Louise Tanuth and cameraman Nick Monroe spoke to commuters in morning rush hour traffic.
Manukau Road in Epsom, bumper to bumper. A wet morning not helping matters on this very busy thoroughfare in Auckland. Cars crawling to school drop-offs, work and appointments.
Mostly when it's raining, it takes like a lot of the time. It's like in general I used to leave around 8 o'clock. I left Mangere at 7:30 and it's like at Epsom it's 8:20 now.
I don't normally come this way. I'm going to the vet, so I've got to go past this way, but normally not this bad, no.
So firstly, what's got motorists using their car today?
Not practical for me with young children. You can see I've got car seats in the back. I need to do drop-offs, pick-ups, daycare. You've got to be ready for a call if you get one of their sick or injured.
How am I meant to get into daycare in Ponsonby? Walk the cat to the vet.
Not even the T3 lane was free-flowing. These people in a full car of colleagues and kids say carpooling is their best option.
I think the challenge is around when you've got children that need to get places. You know, it's hard to manage your time. You've got a busy job. I don't know. I think a lot of these people are just dropping kids off on the way to work.
For others, it's a long commute to work.
I don't really want a bike ride from South Auckland to Central. Yeah, every day.
What's the public transport like out there?
Pretty average. Yeah, much easier to hop in the car.
Then comes the issue of bags and buses.
I go right over to Tamaki, and it would take a lot of buses, and I have things to carry, and I'm over 75, so I prefer my car.
Could I be taking a bus to where I'm going in Remuera? I mean, it would take me another 2 hours.
And of course, the rain.
Something that can't be improved, the weather. I'm lucky, I guess, there's a bus stop right outside my house, so I could be using it.
So what will it take to trade their keys for a hop card or a bike?
Yeah, a bus route that worked, you know, with fewer changes.
More roads and better public transport.
Bike safety is a massive one. I've got a partner who bikes, and every day I worry about his safety as he comes to and from work.
I feel sorry for the businesses, but it needs to be a two-lane, you know, all the way, no parking.
Public transport should be far less expensive for people. Parking garages in New Zealand, well, in Auckland in particular, are making a fortune. It drives me crazy, actually, to think that there's been so many years when there has been planning for this type of transport and nothing's been done. It's always talking about it, but not actually actioning it.
Checkpoint did stumble across one person braving the conditions to save emissions on foot.
Every day I almost bring my umbrella, even though the weather forecast say like, oh, it's no rain today.
The council hoping there's more people like her, ready to swap the car for the bus, bike or footpath.